Northland's Kaipara district stretches from coast to coast and curves around the upper Kaipara harbour. It's home to 24,000 people. The landscape is diverse and includes, sometimes soggy flats, hundreds of kilometres of coastline, rolling hills and steep sides. At the moment, the region's biggest crop by far is kumara, but there's also cereal crops for grain, pumpkin, squash and courgettes, as well as some tomatoes and cucumbers grown in glasshouses. But that list is set to expand. Ruawai is now home to the Kaipara Kai Hub, funded by the Provincial Growth Fund and opened in March. The hub's manager, Matt Punter, says the goal is to promote food production so the region can become more economically resilient.
With the pressures on Pukekohe, we kind of see an opportunity in the area to take up some of that slack. And some of the research that we've done in that space suggests that we've got about 50,000 hectares of underutilised land, and that could have a significant impact on our local economy if we used it.
What sort of quality is the soil around here?
It's variable, as with most places, but through some of the research that's been done by Land Care and Manaaki Whenua, they think that the land is suitable for a raft of different horticultural activities.
So what could we see growing here?
The likes of peanuts and soybeans, a raft of arable crops for grain like sorghum. But as we look further forward, it is not impossible to sort of identify the likes of pineapples, bananas and various other subtropical fruits that historically we may not have thought about growing in New Zealand.
Oh, if we start with peanuts, are any peanuts grown in New Zealand?
Peanuts have been grown in New Zealand in the past, but not as a commercial crop.
What conditions do they need?
They're needing quite loose or poor quality soil, actually, which suits a lot of our coastal areas. But they do require very, very high soil temperatures to germinate. So again, that's why there is a focus when we look at those activities on areas that can provide soil temperatures in excess of sort of 18 degrees.
Wow, that's quite high.
It is very high. It's very high. And so, yeah, your production is very much limited on that aspect.
You mentioned sorghum.
So, yeah, sorghum was one that was identified. Our research partners in that space identified sorghum. It's the fifth largest grain crop grown in the world. We currently don't grow sorghum in New Zealand, or very little sorghum in New Zealand for grain. And so there is a market opportunity. But it also offers us a point of difference, because it is what we would see as a resilient cultivar to climate. And so by that, what I mean is that it tolerates low water conditions, and so therefore the need for irrigation and for large-scale irrigation for that crop becomes less. So I guess with sorghum, what we're looking at there is that not only is it something that potentially we could grow now, but as we look further afield, it may be a crop that we can grow successfully as the climate, or if the climate should change.
Do you have many people walk through the door and ask you about what they could possibly grow?
We've had over 300 inquiries. We've had guys that are existing horticulturalists that are looking for new opportunities. We've had guys that own land which they have historically leased, but are now feeling like they'd like to do something with their own land. We get everything from lifestyle blocks where there might be 2 to 5 acres up to guys that own 3,000 plus acres, all sort of asking and trying to identify opportunities for themselves. We've had not only landowners but small businesses associated with food production, community groups and wanting to understand more about what they could potentially go, school groups. So, yeah, the interest in terms of what we can grow and what we can be doing is extremely high.
What's the first thing that you think might be planted around here that is different from what's planted now?
So, we've tried some existing crops already, Carol. Some of the existing crops, the likes of red onions and beetroot, what we've done there is that we've actually looked at the climate of the Kaipara and we've said, what can we grow out of season? And so we've actually got those products in the ground now, and they'll be ready for harvest in August and September time. So looking at traditional crops, but how you can utilise the climate and the soil types to allow us to grow them at different times of the year. That's an important part of our role here as well. This summer, once the soil temperatures get up, we will definitely see some peanuts in the ground in a trial context. And so we'll be looking at whether or not and understanding whether or not it's sustainable or feasible to be actually able to grow those crops in the district.
Where's the warmest place in the Kaipara?
The warmest place in the Kaipara is on the Pauto Peninsula and some of the little nooks and crannies over there. It doesn't have frosts or very light frosts at best. But yeah, for us, the soil temperature and the soil type along that peninsula, that's where it'd be most favourable for us to be growing peanuts.
So if I came in and said, hey, I live 100 k's from here, got a 25 hectares, think of growing a horticulture crop, what would you suggest I do? Would you want me to get a soil test? What would be the first step?
The Kaipara District Council and the Kaipara Kai Initiative, they've done a bit of the groundwork. So they've obviously done a topo climate study, and so we can get an indicative idea of what your area looks like. But yeah, like with all things, once we've had the discussion, we can then set a plan in place. And so you would do a soil test. You would need to know whether you've got water or access to water, because it's pretty hard to grow things if we don't have water. And then it's really understanding what you're looking at achieving. So for some people, it is not about money. It's about sustainability and the environment. And so how we structure something around that operation is a lot different to potentially someone that's looking to employ a large number of people and develop an export crop.
What would you like to see happen here in the community in 10 years' time as a result of some of these new crops going in?
With any of the opportunities that we have in terms of growing on the land, you know, that brings associated employment opportunities through pack houses and transport and logistics, which can only be really great for the community.
Matt Punter from Kaipara Kai in Ruawai. Kaipara Kai is part of the bigger $28 million Kaipara Kickstart program designed to improve community well-being and economic growth in the district. The program is looking at water storage and at upgrading bridges and wharves and sealing and improving roads to make it easier to get food to market and to connect communities.